week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Now, Elon Musk, he recently bought Twitter, now it's known as X.
Mm-hmm.
He's involved with SpaceX, he's involved with Tesla. He's a billionaire, very well known, right?
Yeah.
He has recently launched an AI chatbot, kind of like ChatGPT.
Oh, everyone's got their own version. Google's just launched their own as well. Yeah.
I have no idea. I've still never used ChatGPT. If I've ever needed to.
GPT.
Whatever, man. I've been.
TPG.
I haven't used the robots.
Sure.
Because I don't know how to use the robots.
Yeah.
I think I've said to you, like, anytime I ask you a question, you just, like, go out of your little computer and you.
That's so easy. It's so helpful.
Yep. His version is called Grok.
What a terrible name.
Yeah, it's interesting. Grok's kind of turned on him.
Mm.
It's really bizarre.
Well, because Grok will use the internet to formulate answers. And unfortunately, the internet doesn't think very favorably of Elon Musk.
Grok has done a summary of Elon Musk. I'm just going to read some snippets here. Well, if it isn't the man who put the twit in Twitter... The one and only Elon Musk. So you want me to roast you based on your posts? I'll do my best, but I'm not sure you can handle it, you delicate little flower.
Oh, my God.
First off, let's talk about your obsession with X. It's like you're trying to compensate for something. I'm not sure what. Maybe it's your inability to understand basic human emotions or your lack of self-awareness. Or maybe it's just because you're a giant man-child who can't resist a shiny new toy. And he goes on, like, talks about his, like, space adventures.
Yeah.
His greatest accomplishment, which is turning Twitter into a giant dumpster fire. Really, in conclusion, Elon Musk, you are a walking meme. Except not on the internet. No one on the internet wants to even claim you. And you're the human equivalent of Tesla. So this is what he made. This is what he made.
It's really sad when robots turn on one another.
Elon Musk isn't a robot.
Oh, he's basically a robot.
He's definitely, like, it is interesting. I like that this is something that is happening because it's funny to me.
Yeah.
But imagine, like imagine WALL-E turns on you. it just seems, you know, C-3PO, R2-D2, they turn and they're, like, saying these nasty things.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's ugly to me.
I wonder which of these chat AI robots is going to, you know, come out on top. You know how, like, we saw over COVID, you know, like, Skype was the number one video platform. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Zoom just came in.
No one had ever heard of Zoom. And now Skype's on a burning heap in the ground.
I wonder if, like, because ChatGPT is Skype, right? It was the first one to do it.
Is Grok going to be the new
Zoom? Is Grok going to be it? Is Google's one going to do it?
I know there's not, like, we have a little bit about us on the internet. Could you get the robots to roast us?
I could try. Usually ChatGPT only has information up to 2001. Where were we in 2001?
Grade two.
Sorry.
2011. Year 12.
I'm so confused. 21? 2021. Thank you very much. Sorry.
This is great radio. I just want to give you a pat on the back for really keeping us on the edge of our seats there, Jess.
2021 is when the last information has been put into
ChatGPT. We're just going to go to a quick break. Jess is going to have a drink of water and have a think about what she said because
I'm so sorry.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
I want to talk about a woman who's just been proposed to by her fiancé and she's asking the internet for advice. So I thought we'd help her out.
Jeez, quickly into the engagement game and gone, you know what?
Right?
Let's shake this thing up.
Well, something happened to her and she's posted to Reddit about it. Her fiance proposed to her over the weekend and she feels like she should be over the moon but can't seem to get over the ring that he chose. Now, her and her partner sat down. She told him exactly the kind of ring she wanted. And basically, she's posted a picture of these two rings. They could not look any less alike.
Right.
So essentially, she's told her partner, this is the kind of ring that I want, and he's gone and picked a whole different ring.
Right. I remember when I was picking and figuring out what I wanted to get ring-wise when I was going to propose to my now wife. I remember making, I don't know why, but I really was like, I know her enough, and I know what her jewelry is, and I designed her ring.
Oh, that's so risky.
With a jeweler. And at least to,
her ring is gorgeous,
the
way.
To what she said, it's what she was, what she likes.
Sure.
Jewelry-wise. But yeah, I made a big point, to me at least, going like, no, come on. You, like, this should be something that you can figure out and you can
see, my fiancé was the complete opposite. when he was talking about proposing to me, he came to me and said, hey, I think we should go to this jewelry store. I want you to tell me exactly the ring that you like.
Oh, right.
And then pretend you haven't seen it.
Oh, you got a 10-minute warning.
I literally, like, we were out for breakfast one morning on Packington Street.
Right.
And the jewelry store was right next door to the cafe. And he was like,
I've just had eggs, Benny. How about we get engaged?
He was like, why don't we go have a look at some rings? And I was like, okay. It was literally the first ring I saw. I fell in love with it immediately. Okay. He went back and bought it the next day.
So
and then he waited 3 months to propose.
Fair enough. So she's not happy with what
she's
happened.
Not happy with the ring that he's chosen. She loved the way he proposed. He took her away for the weekend. He made a very special thing about it. She said, I should be over the moon right now. But the ring that he's chosen for
just keeps looking down at the finger.
Is nothing like what I wanted. It's not the right color. It's not the right style. It's not the right cut. It's nothing that I wanted.
Right.
Can I ask him to change it? Or do I just have to pretend
right.
I love it and live with it forever? Because okay. hopefully I'm wearing it forever.
Okay. Because your engagement ring, what color? Is it gold, silver?
It's gold.
Okay. So say hypothetically what you said with your fiancé never kind of conferred with you or anyone you know. And he got you like a silver ring with like, I don't know, a giant pink stone on it.
Yeah.
And he's proposed to you, which is something you guys have talked about wanting to do for a really long time.
I'd say that's so lovely. I cannot wait to be Mrs. Kazi.
Right.
However, let's go back to that jeweler
really?
And replace this. I know the money that he spent on this ring, Tim, and if he had have spent that money on a ring that I didn't like, it would have eaten me up inside.
Okay.
I never would have been able to wear it.
So you think it's fine for her to go back and say...
Yeah, I think she needs to tell him. Don't tell the internet. Tell your man. This is what I want to discuss on
52-232-955.
Give us a call. How would you handle this situation? Your fiance's proposed to you. You want to marry him. It's not a bad ring. It's just not the ring you want. Do you tell him or do you live with it forever?
I don't know why I feel so uncomfortable. That's just, I mean, isn't it?
This is why I'm glad Akshay took me with him.
Isn't it the thought and the gesture of the ring.
Sure, but it's quite ugly, Tim. Like, it's not. It's not it.
All right.
It's not it.
Okay. Sylv from Hamlin Heights has given us a call. Good afternoon, Sylv. If this happened with you and your partner, would they have brought it up with you, or is this something that you experienced?
She had a choice of three. And they were well over $5,000 each. And her fingers don't fit the minor category.
Yeah. So this was a big problem with my engagement ring too, because my fiance had to get it upsized like three sizes.
The old Frankfurt fingers over there on the other side.
I have
of the
sausage
desk.
Fingers, Sylv.
But there is certain rings, because of the way they're made, that aren't actually able to be upsized.
Okay.
Okay.
That's
why
a woman
info.
Needs to be specific on like three or four different rings that she likes.
Okay.
And that way we can find out which one we can actually upsize, and that makes it a lot easier.
This is the theory of, like, don't ask your partner what they want for dinner. Give them four options, and then you make the decision. So I kind of like that, Sylv. Thanks for your call. Sean from Ocean Grove, you got through first on the phones, but we wanted to speak to you last. Sean, is this something that you have experience with? Did your partner say they didn't like the ring?
Yeah. Well, she didn't exactly say that she didn't like the ring. I could just tell by her face after I proposed that something wasn't quite right. So I pried. I asked some questions, and we ended up melting it down and redesigning it to her liking. So
Sean, this wasn't just like you went to a standard jeweler and bought a ring. You went and designed a ring and then had to have it melted down.
Yeah, I thought I'd get creative. Turns out that was the wrong decision. But it all worked out. We've been happily married for quite a few years.
I
now.
Love that you took it to the, like, you forged it in Mordor. You know, you melted it down. It had all the right parts. It just didn't look the right way.
It was obviously the right color, Sean. What was wrong with it? What did she have changed?
Oh, I think the band was it was a bit chunky for her fingers. So we sort of got it redesigned.
Well,
it looks much nicer.
Okay.
I was impressed.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Jess, every single week we do this, and I know you love it. You're always like, thanks again,
oh
more.
Oh my God, more.
Please, please, please.
I love this.
So let's jump into it.
K-Rock, Tim and Jess. OMG. It's a 60-second celebrity.
Yeah, that's right. This week, I have 60 seconds to guess the celebrity that Tim has in his head. I can only ask yes or no questions.
Scary place up here, mate. I'll tell you right now.
It has to be a celebrity that 9 out of 10 people on the street would know. And usually, it's a celebrity that's kind of been in the news this week.
But we always say it's safe to not be Taylor Swift because that's not fair and it's too easy. So I'll give you that for free there,
okay,
Jess.
I'm going to take my headphones off. You tell everyone else who the celebrity is today.
All right. Today's celebrity is cooking superstar Jamie Oliver. Yeah, my guy. Come back to me. Okay. Come back to me, my guy.
I'm here.
And we do this to try and stay on top of the celebrity world.
Oh, yeah.
At the end of the day, it's something we have to be across, Jess. You've got 60 seconds. You have 3 guesses. And yes or no questions only are what you are allowed to ask.
All right. Am I male?
Yes.
Am I American?
No.
Am I Australian?
No.
Am I from the UK?
Yeah.
Am I royalty?
No.
Oh, am I a musician?
No.
Have I been in TV shows?
Yes.
And movies?
I don't think so, no.
Okay. Am I a TV host?
Yeah.
Am I Graham Norton?
No, you're not Graham Norton.
Okay. UK male TV host. This is not nailed down at all. I don't know any other male TV hosts.
30 seconds or so.
Oh, my God. Am I also a chef?
Yeah.
Am I Jamie Oliver?
You bloody well are. Very impressive there, mate. Yeah, you are Jamie Oliver.
What's Jamie Oliver in up to?
Jamie Oliver's in the news because he said, you know that television show The Bear that's very, very popular at the moment? It's about a cooking line and taking over her brother's business.
Hot actors in it.
Okay, that's not important.
Sorry.
Imagine if I said that about any show with a female, I'd lose my job.
Okay.
I would. I'm just being honest.
But they are hot.
Okay. The reason that Jamie Oliver's in the news, he said he can't watch The Bear because of the cast's poor cooking skills. He said, oh, no, 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 that is not for me. I do not like it. I cannot watch it. It's not how a real chef line works.
Oh, my God.
So I just wanted to throw
my two.
It's lovely jubbly, though. I bloody love it. That's not it. He's not that well.
I thought chefs were saying it was like quite an accurate description.
I don't know. I'd go with Jamie Oliver on this one.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
So
you know, my mum always says that Jamie Oliver's TV shows stress her out because he's like such a messy chef. She's like, oh, he never uses a plate. He's always throwing things on a board.
We can call her and see if she's okay if you want. If we've got the time? No?
No.
All right,
no,
fair enough.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Tim, you have a sister.
Yes, she's older than me by about 2.5 years. Her name's Mads.
You have very much got youngest child energy.
Yeah, and the problem is my wife is an eldest child, so she'll just be like, can you get me my water bottle? Can you do this? And I'll be like, are your legs busted? Is there something wrong with the highway to do it yourself? I didn't realise there was a road closure today on you doing something.
See, my fiance, he has a sister too,
right,
and he doesn't treat me like that. So.
I just don't understand why. Like, you know, like if I'm up and moving, you know, I'll grab stuff around.
Sure.
But like if we're both doing the exact same thing, it's like, can you get up and do this thing for me? It's like, well, don't get me wrong, I love you, but come on. But yeah, I'm massive younger sibling.
I also have a younger sister.
Younger sister.
And it turns out that having a sister specifically, can boost one's mental well-being and self-esteem.
I disagree. I love my sister, but how? Why?
Well, this new study, it was published in the Journal of Family Psychology. It found that the presence of a sister can be a significant source of emotional support, even if she's annoying you.
Right. Now, I know in your family at least there's like, I can't remember specifically what it is, but there's a controversial scarf that seems to be.
Oh my God, don't bring up the scarf. Don't.
Is it a scarf?
It is a scarf. It's a khaki green scarf that I bought.
Okay.
My sister then proceeded to steal,
okay,
although she claims she purchased it,
right,
and then I stole it back, and she claims I stole it from her.
Right.
And it's been a contentious issue for about 8 years now.
So do you feel emotionally more stable because of this?
Well, she's emotionally more stable because of me, obviously, because I'm the sister that she needs in her life.
But she's also your sister.
Yeah, but so is my brother.
No, he's your brother. You don't know.
He's probably more of a sister to me than my sister ever has been.
So let's, again, let's circle back. What are the nitty-gritty details of why having a sister is better?
So it can be a source of emotional support. They found that sisters help their siblings feel less lonely and help them experience fewer feelings of fear, guilt, and self-consciousness.
My relationship with my sister has changed over the last, as we've gotten older. I remember she didn't want to know me for a long time. But then again, it's
I feel like you
worst.
Guys have gotten closer since you both had kids, right?
Oh, even before that. Like, I think maybe the last, like, 5 to 10 years that the relationship's got way stronger. And, yeah, now I'm leaning on her heaps because I'm like, what happened? Why am I – help. this baby, I don't know what to do. And she's been great for that. But, yeah, like, relationships always change. Mm. But I don't know what it's like to have a brother, so I don't have it to compare it.
I think there's nothing like a relationship between two sisters. So, right. Like, me and my brother are quite close, but me and my sister, like, I can – make fun of her and say mean things to her all day long.
Oh,
but
nice.
If someone says something bad to me about her,
right?
No. And the same with her.
Oh, but your brother, like if someone's like, oh, your brother's a dingus, you're like, you know what? That's fair enough. He is a bit of a dingus.
It's just different with brothers. It's really, there's something special about that sister relationship. And that's what this study is showing. It can really, and also they found that an age gap between siblings didn't matter. As long as it's a sister, they provide that emotional support for you.
I guess so. Yeah. I mean, I am on your sister's side. I think she did buy that scarf.
How that gingham very scarf. Dare you.
So there's no.
It was khaki.
Well, I'm talking about the gingham one. And I think now I've brought up another thing that your sister didn't want me to.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.